Things are fancy, man. My guy, Mr. Benny Blanco, what's happening, fam?
What's up, baby? Hey, nice
sweatshirt. Hey, you know I had to come dripping because, I mean, friends keep secrets, but everything's out there in the open. But thank you for the hoodie. I just want to personally say I appreciate the gift. And I also appreciate the gift of music that you, you know, give to the world. How you feeling, man? Although this 2020 has been complete, I'm just going to drop the S-bomb, dude. It's been complete shit, dude. But how's your heart feeling, man?
It's crazy. Where are you at? Are you in New York?
Yeah, dude, out here on the East Coast, man. And I got to say, with these numbers going up and down, it's, you know, I'm praying every day that we get a little bit of normalcy sometime soon. So how are things out there in Cali?
Man, look, I was just in New York. You guys are so much better. Like, wow. It's crazy. In LA, I don't know why, but just like I think it might be like the Instagram culture or something. I don't know. I'm old. Like, everybody's going out and like partying. It's crazy. People are like,
that's the life we need to be living right now.
I know. It's not going to stop here because like LA is like the most selfish place in the world. So everyone's like going out trying to party. When I was in New York, it is so much better than LA. Like people are like wearing masks. Like the restaurants are like into the streets and like, it's like nobody's trying to do anything stupid. If you want to go out and hang out with your friends, you go outside, you like sit in the park, everyone at like, it's in LA. Like, no one.
You, there are very few Airbnb house, you know, pop up parties that are happening out here on the East Coast, man. That's just not a thing that's going on out here.
I know. It's.
But I'll tell you this much, man. You do have a lot to celebrate, though. I mean, the Lakers, the Dodgers. So I gotta say. Plus, you got my guy that's cruising around on that skate, that longboard right now, that's blowing up the internet. So there's a lot that's happening in LA.
Yeah, man. I guess there's a lot. Nah, but it's okay.
I need to focus on what the music has been telling us and what the music has been really giving us, man. And you've teamed up with your brother, man. You teamed up with Justin to create a song that evokes so much emotion, dude. Please tell me what lonely means to you as a musical, and I'm gonna throw that word out there, and I mean this with all my heart, genius, man. This is a beautiful song.
Oh, man, come on. Look, it's like this. Me and Justin worked since 2009.
Yeah.
I was always a huge fan of Phineas. Like since I met him, you know, like 4 years, we worked with Billy once in the studio, like 4 years ago. And like, since I met him there, like, I was like, man, this kid is, you know, he's so talented. And Justin's such a big fan of Phineas. And it just like made sense. And when we came together, look, the record wasn't as easy as it sounded, you know, because when we came together on it, it was such a hard record. Like, Justin was like, man, it's so hard to even listen to my voice on this. Like, cause it's like, he's never shown people that side.
It's a level of vulnerability, man, that you only trust with those people you love and care about the most, man. So that's really special that you and Phineas together, you know, or the three of you guys kind of as this little, you know, super unit, were able to bring the best out of each other, you know, to create such an emotion.
It brought us all way closer together too. Like it's so, Justin was like, we're sitting there. He's like, man, should I even like put this record out? He's like, I don't know. People never like, do people want this from me? Like I feel like, and I was so happy he did it, you know, because it was so brave, because if that can just help, like, I know it seems funny and seems corny, but if like there's some kid sitting in Kansas and he's like, holy shit, Justin Bieber's feeling the same things I'm feeling, and he's like the biggest dude in the world, and it's like, you know.
That's one of those things, again, man, that you've had the ability to do with your music and to put your hand on things with, and it's not just yourself, but the team that you really entrust to help be, you know, to be this little unit, man. I mean, what you've done working with Halsey and Khalid and, you know, the album, dude, that it was just, you know, entirely special. What does it mean to you to know? And I think we talked about this on the phone a while back, that you've got these, you know, well, you know, respected and esteemed artists coming to you, and as friends, you're able to create stuff that's really just kind of game changing.
Look, it's all, basically making music is like therapy. You have no idea what happens. You might go in there, you might cry, you might laugh. And it's all, if I'm good friends with any artist who I'm doing a song with, like, I got to feel comfortable having dinner with them with my mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's, I don't really work with people unless they're giving out like good energy. Like, I don't want to work with like an asshole. Like, if I wanted to work with an asshole, I'd get a desk job, you know? Like, for me, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I think the best thing I can do is like tell these people's true stories, you know? Cause it's like, so many artists are scared to, like, you know, they put on this image, they, you know, on Instagram, everyone's smiling, they're so happy, they're this or that. But I wanna know what's really happening. So when I sit down with artists, I'm like, so what's happening? And they're like, oh, I've just been on tour. And I'm like, yo, what's really happening?
That's really real. Yeah, dude. You know? That's a special talent, man. That's a special gift that you've been given. And to be able to, you know, be, you know, I guess to have the wherewithal to pass that gift on, you know, through your creative process is something special. But I do want to know, are you no longer friends with Ryan Tedder after what happened at the beginning of quarantine with that versus battle? I mean, did that friendship crumble?
Oh my God. It was so funny when we did it. We were like, what are we going to do? And I was like, nah, we're going to be good. It's going to be a tie. We're all good. he's my friend.
He's dope. How fun is it to go, you know, head to head, to dip into your library, maybe listen to songs that you just hadn't heard in a while, and just to be real.
I want to do it every day.
Right? Yeah. I mean, so you definitely have the library to make that happen, man. That's for sure. Before, because I want to make sure we keep you on. It's going to be an awesome day for you, man. You get the chance to talk to a lot of people, jumpstarting with me. But two things that I really wanted to pinpoint on was the performance. Let's go back to Lonely. The performance on SNL and how special that was. When you have another close friend, you have Scooter, you know, really go on record on social media and say, I've seen Justin perform and do things on SNL a lot, but this is my favorite. What does it mean to you to be a part of something that came to life that way? And really, you know, gosh, man, transcended a lot of performances that I've hit that stage.
Dude, so first we were like, you know, we could go in there, we could make it big lights, we could do this whole thing. And then we were like, wow, we got to make it true to the song and true to the video and true. So we just really wanted to just like, you know, make it feel raw. And it's like, we're actually showing like the rest of the sound stage there. We're just filming Justin. And then, like, honestly, it was so crazy. I'm sitting there and he came up, and when he came up and did those runs that like weren't actually in the song, I'm like sitting there, I'm like, just don't look up, don't make it. Like, and I was like, what the, like, he really like, cause you know, in the rehearsal, he's singing a song, but like when he went up there, he just like was the song. Like, it was just him. Like, it was all one. It was insane. It was a very.
It's gotta make you proud as a producer, as a creator, to see it come to life like that. You know what I mean? Especially in a time like this, where you don't get those opportunities very often to perform in front of people.
I know.
You know, to watch that come to life, man. I know. I'm envisioning one little baby Benny tear. With a, you know.
Oh my God! So many little tears. It was a surreal experience. It was crazy.
So lastly, dog, before we let you go, made a little cameo on Dave FX, the show that really got a lot of us through the early parts of this quarantine and just really made us laugh and smile and. Watching little Dicky do what he does. I don't want you to give away too much, but can we see more Benny Blanco, or will we see more Benny season 2? And when are we going to get this show, man? Because that shit was fire.
I think we are. I think we are going to see more season 2.
We need that smile. I like how you say it with the smile.
Oh my God. No, the show is great. Dave's one of my closest friends. And to see him, you know, since, you know, I hit him up the first day he put out music. So it was like the first day he released music, and to see where he's gone from that to now, and just like to be there along the journey is amazing. He's incredible.
It goes to everything we talked about in this combo, man. It's keeping those truths around you. It's being able to be inspired by those people that you're blessed enough and lucky enough to call friends. And it's one of those things that you've been able to present the world with some amazing tunes and the soundtrack to a lot of people's lives, man. And that's one thing that I think I told you on the phone when we last chatted, and to be able to say it in person and to know that the homie comes through when I ask for the hoodie and he's like, I got you, fam.
Come on, man.
That's why you got a forever friend in me, man. So Benny, dude, stay blessed, stay healthy and safe, man. And yeah, keep away from all those pop-up Airbnb parties, no matter Who wins a championship? I don't care if it's LeBron. I don't care if it's Kirk. I don't care, dog. I want you healthy, bro. Sound good?
My G, thank you so much.
My G, be easy, dog.
Bye.